Slave Day
on the 17th,
and then Royal County.
Are y'all on the 17th?
Yeah. All right, meeting is ready to start, 6 o'clock, and I've asked Mr. Brown, Commissioner Brown, if he'll lead us in the prayer and pledge, please.
Heavenly Father God, we come to you and we ask and pray that you would bless us, bless our nation, Father God, bless our state, and we ask that you bless our county. We ask and pray, Father God, that you would just watch over us as we do the business of the Suwannee Valley Transit Authority. We ask and pray, Father God, that the decision made here be pleasing in your sight and that it be beneficial to the counties that it is designed for. We ask and pray, Father God, that you continue to watch over us, lead us and guide us, lead us in all blessings. We ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America,
of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right. Thank you all very much. All right, we'll get to the first order of business here, and that's approving the minutes from our October the 16th, 2023 regular meeting and our December the 4th, 2023 special call meetings. And you can find those minutes on 1 through 5 and 6 through 9 if anybody has any questions.
Motion to approve.
Aye. All right, got a motion by Commissioner Brown, got a second by Commissioner Phillips. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Down here to public comments, concerns, anybody? Nothing? Everybody good? We got a consent agenda that's 2, 3, 4, and 5. I think we need to go through each one of these though, don't we, being a grant? But there you go. So let's go to the first one. It's adopt resolution number 2024-01, 5310 grant application on page 10. Anybody has got any questions? I'm sure Ms. Monica would be more than happy to answer them for you.
Well, this is what you guys had approved before with Larry signing. This is just so that Teresa can sign. This is what DOT requires in order for her to be able to sign the invoices for us to get reimbursed.
Okay. Anybody got any questions?
You want to approve them separately?
I think that's what, how, yeah, he wants us to approve them. Yeah.
I make a motion to adopt resolution 2024-015310.
Got a motion?
I'll second that.
Got a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And that was 5310. All right. Mm-hmm. Second one, resolution 2024-02-5311, grant application on page 11.
I make a motion to adopt 2024-02-5311.
Okay. Got a motion by Mr. Murphy, got a second by Commissioner Phillips. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Moving on to 2024-035339 grant application on page 12. Anybody got any questions for Ms. Munger? You just remind us what that one was. Do you?
Was that the 5339?
Yes, ma'am.
So 5339 is where we get the buses at 100%.
Gotcha. I don't think nobody would oppose to that.
Right.
So. anybody care to offer a motion?
Motion to approve.
Got a motion by Commissioner Brown. Second by Commissioner Phillips. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. All right, last one is 2024-04-5311. Now this is the CRRSAA grant application.
And it's about?
This is CRRSA. Actually, I only have about two more invoices on it. Still the same thing you guys had approved for Larry to sign. It's the 100% funding that we had with COVID money. And I have about two more invoices left on that, and we'll go back to 50% reimbursement.
You know, wasn't that some of the ones y'all were still waiting on funding at one point in
time? We're caught up on it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, we have to stay. We're always going to be a little bit behind because I have to wait for things, you know, to get a bank statement to show these checks cleared or the debit card charge went through.
Gotcha.
We bill, like for December's rides, we just billed, I just billed today. So it couldn't be just right on, and then they want to see that those people paid for those rides. So, you're always going to be, my best guess was about 3 months behind. Otherwise, they're going to hold it there waiting for this information, so there's no need in that. Gotcha. Just wait till I have everything.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Because you would hate to have to go back and re-audit that and change it. Do all that for sure. All right. 5311. Anybody want to offer a motion or have any questions?
I'll make that motion.
All right. Got a motion by Commissioner Roberts.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Phillips. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Thank y'all. All right. We don't have any time-specific items. Any staff items outside of what we have here tonight? No. How about our financials, page 14 through 23?
There's our checking details. That's everything we wrote out for October, November, and December.
And I think we've got everything signed with the new process and everything's out and everything's current with that?
So far, so good.
Okay. Wonderful. I don't know if y'all remember, just to remind you, we had to get a change where Larry's off of it, Miss Teresa's on it, and Travis and I both. We've come by, I know I've signed some of the ES too, so just to bring y'all up to speed.
There may be one more, but I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Any questions for her? Are y'all good with those? Move on. All right. Board member items, anybody?
The real quick, because yes, I didn't see it covered on here. What are we doing as far as the advertisement or whatever on the executive position? Have we refreshed my memory?
Well, I think we're going to wait until like February and let Miss Teresa get back, and obviously I'd like to have Travis here for us to talk about how and what we're going to do on that, if that's okay with y'all.
Okay.
And we'll take it up at the next meeting. If that's okay. Just make sure we have a full house when we do. But I think that was our discussion, if I'm not right or wrong on that. So correct me if I am.
Actually, I thought you guys were going to decide tonight. That's why you took the job description.
Yeah, we looked over the job description and was supposed to.
Because I think that's where we might be getting, Mr. Okay. Brown, correct. We're probably getting that confused with the description side, because I think the advertisement aspect of it
need to be go out.
Correct.
Yeah, the job description was supposed to approve that tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Well, do y'all have any thoughts on that or any ideas on that? Or?
Where is the job? You got a copy of that?
I got a copy of it. I read through it. They all look nice, good for me. I mean, you know, it covers just about everything the administrator needs to be involved in. So.
Well, like I said before, you know, I know what we run into over there in Columbia County, and we surely don't do it right, in my opinion, all the time, but. Just proper advertising, I think, needs to take place and get it out as many places as it can. Where did y'all, I know y'all don't do a whole lot of hiring over here, but I think, especially in this position, but if we were to do it tomorrow, where are we recommending that we do it?
Well, we can put it in the newspapers. We can put it on Indeed. We can also send it out to the TD Commission, which they will forward it out to all other agencies. Mm-hmm. It can go on the a PTA site.
We could use FACT too.
FACT in small county, I think, would be a very...
Absolutely.
You know, because, of course, I know Indeed is decent, you know, but right. you give some...
I know. Yeah. We can also put it on with the Florida Workforce. I think that's what they're called now. I keep calling them Florida Crown.
You're talking Florida Crown?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, any...
And I think more the merrier is just the fact that, absolutely. You know, you just... Because I don't know how y'all's newspaper is our newspaper now. And then you go in there, when they bring out the weekend edition, the stack's that high. Well, this morning, guess what? It was about that high. So nobody buys a newspaper no more. You know, I think they do everything online.
We've got the Lake City Report through you guys, and we have Riverbend over in Madison that covers our local here as well. So that could be, there's two papers right there.
I mean, the newspaper does their job as far as doing, you know, with this, too many people now are on this thing right here.
Well, and the thing about putting it in the paper is a lot of sites, let's just say such as Indeed, will pick up things from there. You know, there's other hiring websites that they'll pick it up from the newspaper and say this place is hiring. So we didn't necessarily put it with them, but they're loading it over. Kind of like how legacy.com does the obituaries from the funeral homes.
Yeah.
That same way. They'll pull it from there.
Gotcha.
Well, I think locally, you know, to protect us commissioners, you gotta put it in the newspaper.
Absolutely.
You didn't do this, you know, well, I understand that, but.
No, don't get too many mullets.
I'm 100% not against the newspaper, it's just, it's, the world's changing.
Right.
Well, like she said, like Monica said, a lot of folks may not, are used to talking about buying a paper, a lot of them don't, a lot of them are.
That's right.
On their phone.
Right, there's a subscription, they get their subscription that way.
They do, absolutely.
This looks very, very, you know, not word for word, but it looks familiar to what I've reviewed, you know, a couple of months ago, just thinking about it, you know. I mean, did y'all, there's, Teresa, is she on there?
She is on the phone.
Is there any, Teresa, was there any changes to this job description?
No, that was the most current one, we actually had to turn that over to the OIG for audit purposes, and so that was our most current one.
Okay. Well, do we need that in the motion, or as far as who, how and where we do that, Hal, as far as, you know, the advertisement? Or just, is that just a consensus that they'll, who's responsible for doing the advertisement, with the way Teresa?
The board's responsible for the.
Yes, that would be me.
Advertising.
Correct, okay.
They have to draw it up.
Okay.
And I think that on the agenda for next time, what.
If we approve of this, okay.
Approve the job description.
You want a formal approval, or just a consensus with the job description?
Just the need to go formal.
Okay. Has everyone had a chance to look at that, have you all seen it?
So you need that formal motion?
He would prefer that, be that way, yes, sir.
Well, I'd make a motion to advertise the executive position as the job description defines.
Defines here that we have tonight.
Second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Murphy.
How long do you want it to be advertised before you, what's your deadline for applying?
Well, it's, I think we talked about last time, it needed to run for at least 30 days, correct?
Are we talking about two different things? First, I think we just need to, let's make the approval on the description of it first, if y'all don't mind.
Okay.
Just to keep it all clear for me too here. So we have a motion by Commissioner Murphy, a second by Commissioner Brown to accept the description of the job as we have a copy of it here tonight, that'll be entered into the records. Motion and a second. Everyone in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. All right, now we can, if y'all want to discuss when and how, or whatever we're gonna do at the next meeting.
There you go.
How y'all wanna do it, don't matter. Thank you. Y'all just, awesome. Sir, pleasure of you guys here.
I mean, I'm I kinda watch these things close in ours, because we've had some mess ups over in Columbia County, but it seems like 30 days, Hal, does that sound normal? I mean, that gives us plenty of time to beat holiday, of course, we don't have the holiday deal with that right now, but we do have a few coming up, but I would personally have no problem with 30 days. My main emphasis is just that I really want to make sure we get it out to the proper entities, you know.
And we also have logins to a few of the colleges, several of the colleges around Tallahassee, Gainesville, Lake City, Valdosta, so that we can post jobs there too.
So could you?
That's another job posting.
If I'm hearing about right, we want to run it for 30 days. We want to have a list of where we're posting it. Is that something that we need to ask Ms. Monica? If you don't, I'm sure you're going to be in charge of this, do this, or both y'all together?
Teresa's actually the one that does our postings for us, so she'll be the one to post.
So can we get, would y'all like to see the list of where we're going to post them and have that brought to our next meeting for y'all to approve and then go forward with it, or?
When is our next meeting?
February 12th.
Teresa, that'll give you plenty of time to get it all, I mean, get every, are we putting too much on you, or is that reasonable?
Well, she has the job posting already created.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, that gives me plenty of time if you're wanting me to, what, just come up with. the posting so you can look it over and then tell you where we're going to post it? Is that what you're asking?
We got like five. Can we give her like 3, 4, 5 places, or do y'all want as many as possible? What do y'all want?
I mean, if it's us a consensus round, I mean, how are we, if we give her direction tonight, are we not violating nothing or?
No.
Yeah. I mean, my main, of course, everybody else can express their fact. Small County Coalition, I like the Florida Crown that she come up with earlier, and of course the news, local newspapers, they would definitely be my pet peeves, and then the rest of the board, they'd put their...
So that's five, that's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah.
We just, in Columbia County, we've just been accused of so many times of just, you know, we get accused of propping up a position, because but we didn't do proper advertising, you know, and it's...
So that's five. I'm sure that's more than...
Want them to go to the transportation disadvantage?
Yes, too, right? Yes.
That's a big...
I knew I missed one in there, but yeah. That, I think that would be a big one, because people are already in the business.
Right.
That
would, and they will email it out to everybody.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Well, also, okay. Will you go over those five with me again?
Call them out there.
Brady, Teresa, the TD.
Got it.
Fact.
Got it.
Small County Coalition.
Okay, and that one I'm not familiar with, so somebody can guide me. Okay,
maybe
go ahead.
We'll have that information at our office.
Yeah, okay. The newspapers, both of them.
Got it.
And then okay. Florida Workforce. And they were asking about FPTA too. That's also people that are in the business.
Who's that?
FPTA. Florida
Public Transit Association.
Yeah.
I'll take your word on
it. It's free.
Yeah, okay.
So FPTA. And
okay.
Me and Nick have plans for that. I can give you.
All right, so it'll be six locations.
It sounds like with them recommendations, you definitely covered
well,
the transportation
seven, two newspapers.
Yeah.
And that's not getting everybody to pick that up to and spread that. Right. Is that correct?
What is facts? What is the one?
Are we going to put it on our website too?
Tim, what does FACTS stand for?
Florida Association of Counties.
Okay. Do you also want it on our website?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And our Facebook and all that?
We're going to have it all over the world.
That's all I'm going to say.
Well, once you do it once, it's kind of a copy paste thing. I mean, nobody can accuse us of not advertising properly.
I can say that's y'all go way above me on what.
And I'm sorry, Al, you were saying something I couldn't hear you.
I did this to seven, but not limited to those.
He said at least seven, but not limited to.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That's at least seven, but not limited to.
Many places that you can. Yep.
I mean, sometimes it gets expensive, but a few you've mentioned are free, like one's a free one.
Everything is free that I mentioned, except for, well, I don't know about the fact. I don't know if it's free or not.
I don't think they would charge.
Indeed is not free. And the newspapers, yeah. Definitely.
Right.
But everything else is free that I mentioned.
Yeah. And I'm, yeah.
Mm, gotcha. Okay. All right, so we got, sir. Yeah, y'all want to make sure we got that all sealed applications?
You hear that, Teresa, sealed? I'm making
yes.
Notes and we can go over, okay?
Yep.
Yes, for sure, yes.
We all be open at the meeting.
How much longer will you be out, Teresa?
I'll be back Tuesday. Monday's a holiday for us, so I'll be back Tuesday.
Okay.
You just gonna come back and go to work.
Hey, I have been working.
Yes, she's been working.
I haven't totally been on vacation. I've been working.
Sound like it.
All right. So we got seven possible places. If any of them kick back, don't want to, whatever, just let us know.
Okay. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. I can't imagine either. Because all of them seem very fitting for
yes.
What we're trying to do.
Okay. So let me just clarify. So you want me to go ahead and get the ad together? You want us to go ahead and advertise, or we haven't voted on that yet, or we have?
No, I don't think they've had a set date to advertise yet.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we have not. We just kind of have a consensus of where we're going to advertise that.
Okay, all right.
And all that. But whatever you guys want to discuss now, if y'all want to set a date, a start time, you said 30 days?
Yeah.
That's up to you guys. Whatever y'all decide.
Teresa, what date could you have it ready by? What, this week or Tuesday or Wednesday or?
Yeah, I mean, I can work on it tomorrow, come up with an ad, and I can send it out to get y'all's approval.
What are you doing that?
No, we're literally emailing her. She's working. I mean, yeah, trust me. We went on a day.
No, I am working.
She's going over the policies and procedures and all of that for the yearly things, yeah.
Well, I mean, it may take you time to reach out to people like FACT and stuff, because I know they're kind of in the middle of creating Legislative Day and rural counties and stuff like that. I'd say you give Teresa a little bit of breathing room and y'all as staff work through it next week, and then the following week put it out for advertisement. Yeah, that would be my recommendation.
Okay.
And then let 30 days start then, Hal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm just trying to give you a little breathing room there, Teresa.
I guess
okay, so
go.
That'd be the 22nd of January.
We need to look at
what kind of time we looking for to have a new administrator.
Well, if that's the case, then advertise for 30 days, we can either hold those packets to our next meeting, which is March 11th, or I could call us a special call meeting or something. However, y'all want to do that.
Let's see,
that still may be good, because February is kind of a short month anyway, so the advertising is going to roll over February is a short month, but it should end right at the end of the month, right? How many days is 30 days if you advertise it from the 20 whatever?
Well, I would think about the March meeting.
I think it'd be about right.
Yeah, by the March meeting, we should be in a position to at least pull in who we're going to interview.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Seems like to me. Because that's going to cover you 30 days on your.
Yep.
You're advertising more than for sure.
So let's just say
on your March 11th meeting, Don, it seems like we'd be in a position to be able to go through, because we previously, when Larry was here, we'll be able to look at the applications and pick who comes forth at that point in time.
Okay. All right.
And we would open them up that night, is that correct? That's when how they would become public record at that point, correct?
Do we send those just to here to be sealed, or is that something that goes to the clerk's office or something like that?
No, they'll come here.
They can be all sent come
to
here.
Teresa, she could, you know, that way
it goes to 20 mail. They would mail them to us or bring them in. They could bring them in and we would stamp it so you can tell that it hasn't been opened or.
Gotcha. All right. So, just sometime next week. I'm not going to put a date on it. Just the middle of next.
What works out for Teresa? Sounds.
Or the following week after that. Actually, yes. I think you said. Okay. Is that your discretion there? Just as long as we get the 30-day advertisement, Miss Teresa.
Okay. All right.
All right. We appreciate you very much on that. And you want us to take a official vote on that, or just to? I guess we probably need to.
Yeah.
So we need to put a date
on it
for her.
Deadline.
Yeah, we probably need to actually put a date on her.
On Monday
so we can vote on it.
Next meeting, or Monday before the meeting.
Now, we talk about the meeting in February or the meeting in March?
Meeting in March, but let's.
It'd be meeting in March, because we don't have enough time.
Correct.
So let's just say, let's give her an actual date to send it out for advertisement. Are y'all thinking like maybe no later than, say, Wednesday the 17th?
Okay, that'd give you 17th, and then that'd give you 30 day. Yeah, that'd work just right.
That'd be right. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the number we'll use is the 17th. Miss Tracy, you good with that?
Okay. Send it out for advertisement on the 17th.
For yes, 30 ma'am. Days, yes, ma'am.
30 days from then, and then we will open them up to decide the finalists, I guess you'd say, or however you want to word that, on the March 11th meeting.
Mr. Murphy, that's in the form of a motion.
There you go.
All right.
Clear motion. So.
I got
it, Eric.
Mr. Phillips, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carries. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate that. Okay. Any attorney items?
I have one, but I'm not ready to bring it up yet.
Okay, all right.
Put it all to the network.
We'll wait on that. I got discussion and action items here. Speaking of, while we got Mr. Treese on here, this is something Mr. Larry had put in place before he left. This was for the interim of Ms. Teresa. I'm gonna pass this around, let all y'all look at it. We need to take action on that, if everybody's in agreeance with it. If not, we can negotiate with her while she's here. I'll read it out once everybody's had a chance to look at it. I'll read it out for a minute and all that about that. I can pass it back to you, Eric, when I'm done for you.
That's fine. Did I make sure I get the number?
Yeah, absolutely. Had a chance to review it, and I'll just read it out here. Just like $38.46 per hour is what is suggested here for the duties that she is taking on in addition to her regular job that she was doing for Suwannee Valley Transit Authority. As long as no one has a problem with it, do we need this in a motion?
Yeah.
I'll need this in the form of a motion to take care of.
See if Teresa's good with that.
Yeah, Ms. Teresa, are you okay? It says 38.46 here. That's moving you from 30.28 to 38.46?
Yes.
Okay. As long as you have it. That's the lady in charge at.
I'm good with it. Thank you.
Just for the time she's going to be in that position, okay. Until probably the end of April or something like that. Yes, sir. Yep.
I'll make the motion. All right. We go to 38.46 for free.
Retroactive January 1st.
I would say yes, from the day she took over. Absolutely.
We hadn't done the payroll yet.
So I'll second that.
All right. Got a motion by Commissioner Phillips, second by Commissioner Robertson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You want to oppose? Motion carries. All right. And I'll all right, we'll move on to general business here. I don't really have any additional items. Ms. Tracy, you got anything? Any administrator comments? Anything we should know about?
No, sir.
Okay. Any board member inquiries, requests, or comments from anybody?
Everybody does need to fill out the forms that were on your desk and turn them back in to me.
Okay.
The conflict of interest.
All right. We have an upcoming meeting February.
What is this relevant to?
It's once a year. If you have, you own a business or any part of a business or anything where you're going to make money off of something we're going to buy.
Y'all?
From you? You.
No. Business? No. Okay.
Okay. So mark no and fill it out.
So fill it out anyway?
Yes. And mark the spot that says no.
If that is applicable to you. What is it? I'm losing my mind. Ninth?
Eighth.
Eighth.
I had
a
diamond temperature one.
All right, so we got that filled out. Just to bring upcoming meeting is February 12th at 6, and then our next schedule will be March 11th, April 8th, May 13th, June 12th, or 10th, July 8th, August 12th, September 9th. Anybody got any problems with those dates? I know we kind of already voted on this, but I'm just going over it again. All right. So it looks like when we get close to it, we'll figure out October, November, because it sounds like it's on some holidays.
It falls on holidays, both of those.
Okay.
Two, yes.
Well, maybe about May or June, we'll tackle those and figure that out. We'll see what's going on.
Okay. 20.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't really see anything else here, unless anybody, any board members or anybody's got anything. Nope. All right. We're all good with that. He's not got anything to discuss this evening with us. Anybody got anything else?
I just want to make clear on the, when we do the interviews, are we going to pick the candidate that in March, or are we going to pick it then?
I haven't been through the process. I don't know. I would say.
You don't know how many you may have. I'm just wondering, are we going to make a decision to do it that night or just narrow it down?
The few I have, even like looking at lifts and equipment and things like, we've opened it, we've narrowed it down to a select few, and then call those folks in at a point in time.
Right, that's what was done last time.
That's what I was wanting to make sure, what we're going to try and just narrow it down, you know, if you got maybe two or three, you ain't really, but if you got.
That's right.
That's what I was wondering.
Probably want to schedule them out, I would think, during, you know, starting in the early day, you know, kind of working throughout the day.
Well, probably, it, I mean, you got.
You know, we narrowed down with that night, I don't know what y'all do, like, how we do there, six, seven, you know, just.
But if they were, if they happened to be, say, like, five or six.
Right.
Then just.
That's right.
I'd say the whole bunch of them.
We'd probably have to schedule that, because, you know, you don't know where they're traveling from, what they're doing, what they're doing. We may have to take a special call meeting.
Some could be a Zoom deal and all that.
That's sort of like we had them, our coordinator, we thought it'd be two or three, and then all of a sudden there's 17 of them.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's good.
You just have to go to them and call and make sure the guy that works at Dairy Queen ain't a.
That's right.
Yeah.
How you check doing on this thing?
That's what you'll find on the Indeed.
How you check doing on this thing out here?
All right. Well, if no one has anything else, I appreciate everybody coming. I appreciate all the input, the discussions and conversation. Ms. Teresa, thank you for joining in with us, and all I need.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn, gentlemen.
Behave yourself, Teresa.
Got a motion by Commissioner Murphy, second by Commissioner Brown. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Thank y'all very, very much. Thank y'all.
Now we can go back and get ready for rain.
Rain, and you got a ball game you can watch now.
That's right.